the concretions and the salamander lake. The entire territory is subject to the karst phenomenon, where the water chemically dissolves the rock. Once rainwater is enriched with carbon dioxide from the air and soil, it has a corrosive action on limestone rocks. This corrosive water penetrates the rock and transforms the calcium carbonate into calcium bicarbonate, which goes into solution in the water, a bit like when you dip an effervescent tablet in a glass of water. Since in nature everything tends towards equilibrium, it happens that in caves the water gets rid of excess carbon dioxide and the calcium carbonate crystals are redeposited to form concretions of different shapes. Stalactites, stalagmites, curtains, lamellae, pearls. Behind the water column of the waterfall we can observe concretions that resemble castings of wax candles. They are called saline stalactites and are formed by the slow flow of water, which gradually loses calcium carbonate during its journey. The flow of this water inside the rock is constant and this allows the survival of this lake. Here, from spring to autumn, it is possible to observe the cubs of the major species of amphibians and urodeles in our areas. Frogs, toads, newts and salamanders find in these waters the right place to raise their young, sheltered from the swirling current of the stream and in an environment rich in nutrients. Did you find them all? We then leave the Grotta de Breda and cross the walkway, which will take us to the Grotta di San Lucio, better known as the Grotta del Formaggio.